We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not the same.
You've got to come
on
up
the line
something.
With us is the TV voice of the Philadelphia Phillies, Tom McCarthy. Hi, Tom.
Ange, what's up?
Tom, a lot of ground to cover here. I just want to start because we always see you as the pro's pro, as a play-by-play guy. You're just a real great professional. Is this a bigger challenge than it is with the norm, with the fans of the stands, normal situation?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is because, you know, we're watching, you know, we're looking at the video when they're on the road and calling it off a monitor. So that takes a little bit of time to get used to. I'm thankful that there's games. I mean, that's the biggest thing. And that's the way I think we're all approaching it, is that, okay, there are people at the ballpark that are working, which is fantastic. We get a chance to call a game. And that's the biggest deal out of the whole thing. The rest of it, we just get used to it. And hopefully it's only for a really short period of time. The rest of this year from a baseball standpoint. And then next year we just bring everybody back and get it back to the way it used to be. That's the goal through the whole thing. But the fact that there's baseball, that's the biggest thing I take out of this, really, Andrew. I mean, that's truthful.
100%. All right. We would try to figure out what the hardest part would be. Billy and I would think it. Gauging a home run without crowd reaction, without if you're on a monitor, if it's on the road, you can't even really necessarily see the outfielder and how he's approaching it. Is that the toughest one, trying to tell if a guy got enough of it to get out of the ballpark?
Absolutely. You know, the other day, Jay Bruce hits the home run, and, you know, I can tell that he hit it well, but it's against Garrett Cole, so I don't know how far it's going to go. So I say fly ball to right center field. To center field. It wasn't even close to center field. It was to right center field. And, you know, that – as I'm calling it, I sit there and think to myself, well, you just kind of let it go.
Yeah.
It's part of it. Now, I did try to convince myself beforehand, and I still – and that kind of reinforced it – that you got to wait a little bit longer. It's not like you have to – and when I say wait, it's a minute second, and then maybe I can see the trajectory a little bit better. But, yeah, that was one of them where I said fly ball to center field, a deep center field, and I mean, it was in the Yankee bullpen. It was nowhere near straightaway center field. So that's the only thing.
Tom, I want to play something from last night because this would never happen under normal circumstances. You had the Yankees third base coach, Phil Nevin, very unhappy with Angel Hernandez. Now, I'm going to go back.
He was not pleased.
Hold on. Let's go back to the beginning of the game. Ben was not pleased either, Ben no. Davis, right? Because Wheeler was getting squeezed big time in the top of the first or the bottom of the first, right? Wasn't he?
Yes. He was definitely getting squeezed.
And Ben was getting upset right then. When you see Angel Hernandez, you look for trouble. So Nevin goes nuts because it was a pitch that would have loaded the bases and put the tying run on in a game that was once 11-3. And they called it strike three and never went crazy. I want you to hear this, Tom. You got to explain to me what you're thinking on your end of it. Here's what it sounded like.
And Joe Girardi is not going to fool around.
Yeah, he got one there. It came back.
Angel Hernandez has just thrown somebody out of the ball game.
I think it was Phil Nevin.
It may have been Phil Nevin because he was barking before. So now Aaron Boone is coming out. Yep, it was Phil Nevin. All right, so we've got a pitching change and a hot-tempered third base coach.
Tommy, that sounds like you were playing a video game or something. There's no way to block that sound, right? It's natural sound in the game.
You know, it's all part of the game of baseball, Ed. You know, when you play it like that with all the beeps, it makes it sound a little different than it did in my headset last night.
But that is, you could hear players talking to players. What, I mean, do you incorporate that into the broadcast? What do you do with that?
Well, I have tried it, and I don't think I've done it perfectly yet. I have tried, not necessarily in that case, I have tried to let the sound of what you're hearing in the dugout, particularly when there's plays like that, because you do hear everything. The funny part about that is that it echoed. So he was pointing to the dugout when he threw out, well, it turned out to be Phil Nevin, which was kind of interesting because Nevin was in the third base coach's box. So I wasn't sure who it was until he started coming down the line and getting a little more upset about it. But you do try to let that sound be part of the story now, because we haven't had that clarity in anything, you know, whether it be the drum line out in center field or the crack of the bat, things like that. But the beeping really puts that in perspective, that it was pretty clear.
All right, Tom, I got to be honest. I mentioned before I consider you one of the great pros in broadcasting. No one's ever accused me of that. Is it okay for me to start ripping Joe Girardi now, or should I give him a longer grace period?
I'm thinking a longer grace period, Ange. I'm thinking maybe a few. Well, you know, because they say that these 60 games, when you lose two or three, it's like losing eight or nine.
Yeah.
So maybe give him a couple more days and then go from there. I do think that some of it is layoff related, but I think that even in his mind, he's thinking, all right, we got to get this baby going a little bit here.
Well, this is I understand you are not about to rip the manager of the Phillies, especially because he's a very good manager. But, Tom,
no, he's excellent.
When they removed Nola, did you go, uh-oh, last night? What was your own personal reaction when you saw Tommy Hunter on the mound in the seventh inning?
Well, beforehand, I didn't think it was – I did think that he was going to get removed at that point. And part of it was because of the layoff, because Joe had kind of let us know that even before this series began, that he was still going to be cautious with the way the pitchers were going to throw, with the way the starters were going to throw. I think I was more surprised with Wheeler leaving the game in game one.
Yeah.
Because he probably could have finished it.
Yeah.
And then I didn't think that Neris was going to be used in game one. I did not feel uncomfortable last night. I did think Neris could still pitch. I wasn't sure if warming up and then throwing one pitch was going to affect him. But, again, he's being really cautious. After the first hit that Tommy gave up and the way the ball left the bat, that's where I in my mind thought, uh-oh. He doesn't have the same velocity that he had the other night.
He did not. That's for sure. Tom, one last thing. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about it, because the story broke yesterday that at the end of the season, it appears Greg Murphy will not be part of your team. Could you tell us what he adds to what you guys do on a daily basis?
Well, I'll first say that, you know, Murph is one of my best friends, and my stomach has been in a knot for the last couple of days, you know, knowing that this was coming. After talking with him. So more than anything, and he's still going to be one of my best friends. So that part of it, he'll still be part of my life. The hard part is that he's not going to be around on a daily basis with us. And when he took over in 2010, I mean, it changed so much because he added so much to what we were trying to do. From a broadcasting standpoint, I'm not even just saying on TV, but just everybody together, you know, as friends, as travel partners, we vacation together, we hang out together. My son had a game, an independent league game 2 weeks ago, and there he was. He walked into the ballpark an hour and a half from his house. You know, I'm going to miss the friendship in the game, and I know the friendship outside the game is going to still be there. I'm going to miss the friendship in the game. The likability part of it, you know, when you see him with fans, like when we bust him about fans roaming around him and hovering, he has just had conversations with all of them before he goes on the air. So I can see it in the monitor how he's interacting with them. So for all of us, we try to embrace whatever city we're in, and particularly this city that he was born in. He did that, and we're going to miss that. We're going to miss everything about him. I mean, he's, you know, it was a hard day for everybody. I mean, I saw Gunner's tweets. I saw, you know, all of the employees that were unfortunately, you know, not having their contract renewed. It's hard for everybody at this point. But for us, you know, he's a member of our family. He still will be, but it's going to be hard not having him around with us on a daily basis.
Tom, terrific. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate it. Looking forward to a resumption of a much better season once we start getting these pitch counts put aside. Tom, thank you, my friend.
All right, Ange. Have a good day.
Tom McCarthy, that was beautiful. Yeah. It's now, if you don't know, and again, we're going to cover this in depth. We got Carson Wentz coming up at 7:45. Going to talk about what the inner works of the Eagles, how different things are during this coronavirus period. 8 o'clock. We will give you an update on the status of Al Morganti. I know a lot of people are wondering. There have been reports about whether Al is out after 17 years at NBC Sports Philadelphia. We will get the answer on that one, too. But what we do know is that Greg Murphy's not coming back. Derek Gunn apparently is not coming back at all. I don't know what's going on with Derek. That's a horrendous loss. Serena Winters, it sounds like, is in her final year reporting on the Sixers. We're losing good people.
Yeah.
We need them. Well, I feel bad about it.
The one thing, the Phillies should hire Greg Murphy and still let him do the sideline. Yeah. You know, pay his salary.
Greg Murphy's great.
Let him do the sidelines.
He's a great ambassador for their club.
Yeah. He really is. And he is better with people than anyone you could find. Yep. He is. He just, you know why all those hits they do in the stands are so good? Because he's good. That's hard to do. That's not an easy job.
He's
awesome at it. Let's go to Scott and Barrington. Hi, Scotty. Scott, are you there?
Ooh.
All right, Scott is not there. So I must go to Jason, the captain of your Dirty 30. Hi, Jason.
Angelo and morning team, how are you?
You know, Jason, normally you call me on the Eagles, but when you call me on the Phillies, you're usually very upset. Are you upset this morning?
I am, yeah. I don't like, you know, what I see, and I want a better product, you know?
Well, I mean, are you specifically referring to some of the managerial moves or the lack of hitting in the second game? What are you exactly referring to, Jason?
The lack of hitting in the second game.
Okay.
You know, I just don't think that, you know, they don't have the mojo. And something's missing. I just can't figure it out.
Okay.
You know?
I understand your frustration. Would you like to name a legendary broadcaster, past or present, Philadelphia?
Yes, I would. And I'm going to do it in his voice.
Oh, this is going to be a treat. Rhea, get ready to tape this. All right, go ahead, Jason.
Here are your starters. Number 6. From the University of Massachusetts, your captain of mine, Julius Irving.
Wow. Al, Jason from the Dirty 30 did a fairly decent job of Dave Zinkoff.
That's right. Better than Conklin.
Did you know that was Zinkoff?
Yeah.
You
I
did
know?
Yeah,
because they have that.
Did you know, Billy?
I knew when he said the captain, Julius Irving.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's called a tell.
Dave Zinkoff is one we didn't have on our list. It is a great one, Jason. Good job on that.
Give me one.
All right, hold on. Al, we have a problem. Al in Atlantic City, we haven't heard from him in a while. You know, he goes to the Irish pub.
Which,
and I'm not going to sit here and try to fake this out. Being at a pub at 7:14 in the morning is probably not great.
Well, when it's an Irish pub, it's not that big of a deal.
But they always have disputes that we help Al with. Yeah. Hi, Al.
I'm making a comeback. I'm not at the pub, but that's where you know me from. And the pub is only the patio is open from 11:30 to midnight.
See, but that's the problem.
Many great. I got a couple of interesting things for you.
All right, what do you got, Al?
I would take a guess. You and your partners. You know the rooftop seats behind Wrigley Field?
Yes.
What do you think they pay for a single game? What do you think they pay for
that? All right, it just so happens a member of our crew,
yes.
has actually gone to that.
Yes.
Rhea, you.
I did.
What'd you pack?
I went, believe it or not, I went as part of a big, I think it was a Big Daddy trip.
A tour.
Yeah, we went, it was a group thing, so I don't remember. It was all.
A wild stab.
Everything was included. You know, airport, hotel.
$245 out.
No.
All right,
no.
They're saying that I called up the Chicago station. They looked at $439.
Because you can see the game.
$439. I told you I was low, Rhea. I'm always low.
Yeah, well, this.
How is that possible?
Because, Rhea, is it awesome?
It's the best spot I've ever watched
there.
A game from.
I did it.
Billy, you've done it?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Billy's done it.
Yeah.
Billy, is it the best place? You got to do it once so you say you did it.
Yeah, like Rhea said, it is awesome.
Al, you got to do it. You got the money. You're very wealthy. What?
You can only see 80% of the field. You're sitting way out. $439.
But you got a great bathroom, clothes,
food. Bathroom.
Yeah.
No, listen, do it.
I will
it.
Tell you this, because if you go in the stadium, that's a dump.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Do it, Al. One time in your life, how cheap are you?
You're $439 to sit all the way out in the moon. I'll tell you one thing. The Philly fans complaining. Would you rather have Charlie Manuel or Joe Girardi?
I'm not answering that question. I've gotten in too much trouble. We had Charlie Manuel Appreciation Week here not too long ago. Al, do you want to name a great Philadelphia broadcaster, past or present?
I'll do it in his voice. And can I get out again, Finnegan? Let's kind of.
All right, I'll take it. Les Kider. One thing I got to mention, Al. I like when they actually try the voice, even though often it's not that great. Yeah, you got to try
Zink
it.
Was the all-timer, worth, though.
Yeah. On July 8th, it said that these rooftop tickets generally go for between $150 and $300.
Well, he said $430-something.
Well, that's a little bit high.
Maybe they're playing special
teams. Is that now, though?
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
July, yeah.
But do you remember what you paid, Billy?
Free.
Yeah, of course it was.
Why was it free?
I was invited.
Because you're Billy King.
I was an invited guest. But I was. I mean,
Billy
I was,
King hasn't spent money on anything in like 20 years.
And you got to remember, I was an assistant coach at Illinois State. I think I was like 25 years old.
Right. Why do you think he dresses so great and looks good all the time?
That's great.
The guy is incredibly. Look in a mirror. It is great. Everything's relevant.
Got a little bunny with
when
it.
We return,
psycho bunny. It's called
psycho
when
bunny. We return, we got a great thing to hatch on next.
What
and here
that?
It is. 7-inning baseball games.
Yeah.
The New York Post today is saying it was so great last night, they want them to be the norm.
Hmm.
We'll talk about what it was like to see a 7-inning game. We saw two last night. That's next. Then Carson Wentz. WIP Sports Type 718.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.